On the Clazzy Matt and Kimber catch-up, have you ever faked your resume?
Yes.
Matt takes us behind the scenes of being a stand-up comic.
And there's a series of new pet hotels opening up that, well, they just look a bit ridiculous.
Oh, unless you're a dog.
Yeah.
Clazzy Matt and Kimber are always fresh weekday mornings. For the freshest local produce, discover more at australiasouthwest.com/secret-spots-and-stories.
Clazzy, Matt and Kimber on your computer. Gosh, how high-tech. Enjoy this podcast. Everything Perth.
Now, I don't know about you guys, but I've certainly tweaked my CV over the years.
Now and then.
I've claimed to have skills that I simply do not have. On my Showcast As We Speak, Showcast, if you don't know, is the website where people find actors and you put up your headshot and stuff like that, and you have a list of skills.
Yeah.
And I've said that I can sing opera.
Can you sing opera?
Well, not really.
Right.
But I just thought, what the hell? You know, get me in the door.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll give it a crack after that.
Fake it till you make it.
And I've told you the story about being on set at The Man from Snowy River where I'd said that I could ride a horse.
Oh, that's right.
Mm. And I was found out rather quickly that I can't.
Surely this is the expectation of all agents when they see it anyway. I mean, everyone knows that you've kind of inflated it a little bit.
We all do it. And you know, Labor MP for the Darling Ranges, Barry Urban, is in the press at the moment. There's some conjecture about a medal that he was wearing and whether or not it's legitimate.
It was a policing medal, yeah.
A policing. And now we're talking about a degree from Leeds University, which may or may not be true.
Yeah.
The Premier, and I really appreciate this, the Premier has come out and said, look, I'll stand, he's told me his side of the story and I'll stand by that until I'm told otherwise.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that. You got to back your man.
The state opposition have gone to town.
They've gone
Mr.
to town.
Nahan's not holding back.
But, you know, if it does turn out to not be 100% true, yep. I mean, again, we all do it. We all tweak.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah, but I mean, okay, here's the difference when you tweak it, though. I mean, they're saying that he's saying he has a Bachelor of Arts.
Yeah.
Right? In health and physical education.
Which is what sort of a degree anyway?
Well, yeah. But I mean, rather than just say you've got a whole degree you don't have, I mean, I've done things like people think that I can type at 60 words per minute.
Right.
Oh, right. What's more the number closer to?
Oh, it's probably closer to 45.
I was gonna say 28.
40, yeah. with errors.
Yeah.
You know, but when I was going for office jobs, I'm like, well, I need to think that I can do 60, and I'll always get the job done. I've never not completed it. So I feel like it's okay.
Yeah.
But I don't say I've got a degree.
No.
You've kind of got it there. Like, I think there's a limit to what you can lie about.
Is stretching the truth okay, though? Because if I was to write a CV now, I'd say that I called AFL footy in the 90s, but really it was just
two games
at the end of 1999 where both the local sides were absolute crap, and so was I.
Yes.
And I did it because Mark Reddings was holding my hand pretty much.
But of course, you can totally do that
AFL
because
games.
It's true. And you can go to the tape, it'll be there somewhere in classic Clazzy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I had a university lecturer say to me, if you want to be a writer, Kimber, all you have to do is write something and then you can say you are.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. You see, it's okay to stretch the truth, and we want to know if you've ever faked anything on your resume.
Yeah. And how far did you take it? What were the consequences when you got sprung?
Clazzy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
We're talking about people who sort of, I guess, fake it till they make it. When you just kind of put something on your resume that's maybe not quite right after we discovered that Barry Urban.
Yes, Labor MP.
Possibly they're looking into it. Because
Leeds University don't know who he is.
Yeah, he's sort of gone, I've got this degree, and they've gone, we don't know you, mate.
Yeah.
But we're talking about that faking it till you make it. A friend of mine went for an interview at an optometrist, and so he wore fake glasses on the day. In the hope that they would think, oh, yeah, he knows
glasses.
Just with plain glass?
Yeah, just gave him a job. He's okay.
He wore some dress glasses.
You've got to fake whatever you have to. Steve's in Palmyra. Steve, have you faked your resume a bit?
Yes, I have.
What'd you do, Steve?
I actually faked that I could use a crane, so a hiab on a truck.
Right.
Oh, great.
Yeah, this is going back a while ago when you didn't have to have tickets and licenses and stuff.
Yeah, the good old days where health and safety was out the window.
That's right, yep. So I just bluffed my way into that and just taught myself to use it when I got on the job.
Wow.
Gee. Yeah. I mean, these wouldn't have been the days when you can Google how to drive a crane.
No, that's right. So I just, obviously I knew a little bit about hydraulics and I dabbled in a little bit over the years, but I hadn't actually used a crane before, and I just thought, well, it can't be that hard.
No, so, and it was a simpler time, Steve. It's just like, oh, who's the bloke with the crane? Steve. Oh, let's get him in. That's all that mattered.
Exactly. I got heaps of work out of it.
I bet you did.
Hey, Steve, did you have any new workmates who were a bit sus about you, do you reckon? And thought,
No, nobody was. But nobody even questioned why I took so long on my first job.
How does it go up again?
He's a perfectionist, that Steve. Always wants to get it right. Cheers, Steve.
Good on you, Steve. We'll go to North Perth. Alex, did you fake it till you made it?
Yeah. A few years ago, I was really into my rowing and went for national trials back in the UK. And it was at a time when the trials were called Tall and Talented. And I thought I was the right height. And they said, oh, yeah, put down your weight. So I thought, oh, by the time it's trials, I'll be able to lose 2 or 3 kilos.
God, I know that feeling.
Slightly lower. Got there and they weighed everybody and measured everyone. Not only had I gained weight by then, I was also lower than the minimum height. Apparently, I'd measured myself wrong. So
done that, Alex, a few times.
Fat midget.
You're drunk.
So did you get to row?
I think they gave me a bit of a consolation row, but not past that day.
Oh,
dear.
Just disqualified for just being a bit too short and a bit too wide.
Yep.
We've all done that with our weight, though, haven't we? We've projected and gone, yeah, I'll be skinnier by the time that comes around.
I've got half a wardrobe full of clothes with tags on it, Matt. Oh, I'll be thin by the time I get into that.
How many people have faked it on Tinder? Hey, thanks, Alex. Good play.
Clearsy, Matt and Kimber, weekdays for breakfast on Mix 94.5.
Now, Kimber, we know how much you love McGruff, your dog.
Oh, so much.
You really do.
He's just so cool.
And you'd do anything for him.
Yeah.
Would you put him up in his very own hotel room?
Oh, do I get to be in the hotel room?
No, you don't. Oh. Peeps are not allowed.
Just for pets.
Oh. So, oh, no, see, I don't know now.
Well, have a listen to this.
Okay.
Hanrob Pet Hotels are offering a limo service to pick up your puppy.
Okay.
There's DVDs for the puppy to remain, you know, interacting and entertained. $80, $89 a night, private suite with a comfy toddler-sized bed, toys to play with and a plasma TV.
Oh, okay, it's pretty nice.
Not bad at all.
Sounds pretty flash, doesn't
it? Pretty nice, but $90. So this is essentially like a fancy kennel.
It's a fancy kennel.
So if you're going away or for the night or for a few days, you can leave your dog there and it'll be safe and happy.
Yeah, more than fancy. This brings back memories for people who have kids of certain ages, like I do with mine. About 10 years ago, there was a movie with Emma Roberts, which is Julia Roberts' niece, called Hotel for Dogs.
Oh, really?
I watched that movie 150 times.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty cute.
This is where the idea was born from.
Probably.
Well, I think people are prepared to pay it, aren't they? I know if it's hard to, you know, put your pet somewhere you haven't got anyone to look after them, that's a pretty special place.
And they do have areas for socialising and, I mean, it really does sound like on the Vegas Strip, right?
I like the idea. I don't know if I'd pay for it, though. This is the thing. But I know so many people do.
Yeah.
We spend millions on pets.
Wouldn't it be great if there was like, you know, I don't know what today's Lassie is, maybe Red Dog, right? The most famous dog in Australia. I'd love a story to come out where Red Dog just trashed the hotel room
and went through the entire minibar. What's in the minibar? Schmackos?
Pal.
I feel bad now. I don't know because if I go away, I just give the dog to my parents. But I think that they're getting something out of it. I'm like, you love having him there. He's heaps of fun.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I feel, but I don't pay them.
That's so self-centered though, isn't it? Oh, you'll enjoy having him and I'll enjoy not, you know, being able to go away for the week.
Yeah, that's true. They've got all the responsibility.
I mean, look, if you can afford $110 or $89 a night to put your puppy up in a hotel, I'm thinking maybe give it to charity. Just
maybe.
Putting it out there.
Charity and the grandparents.
Yeah.
G'day, this is Mark Howard. If you're into sport, you'll love my podcast, The Howie Games. Experience raw, open and honest conversations with a bevy of sporting superstars. Hello, Kevin Peterson.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about The Howie Games.
Kathy Freeman.
Ah, thanks for being you.
Mick Fanning, welcome to The Howie Games.
Yeah, Howie, how are you, mate?
That's The Howie Games, and it's on Podcast One now. Download the app or listen at podcastone.com.au. No matter what you're into, there's one for everyone.
Podcast One.
Every morning I get up too early. It
makes me surly, getting up that early. Matt's World.
Perth, we are coming into a very exciting time in the stand-up comedy world because the Comedy Lounge, which have been a fixture in Perth comedy for a long, long time, are about to open this amazing, swanky new venue.
New premises, eh?
I've seen it. It's upstairs at 413 Murray Street. It is going to be such a great world-class comedy venue.
Cool.
And it's opening, you know, over the next few days. So do support it because you'll have a great night. But I thought that people might like a little bit of a look behind the scenes at what it takes to get up on stage and have people judge you.
Yeah, great.
So I did a gig last week and I made a few recordings. So here we go.
Okay, so I haven't done stand-up for a while, so I'm a little bit toey. I'm trying a bit of new stuff tonight. That's probably why I'm a little bit, you know, nervous. Please stand up. Please stand up. I'm here with Di Star from the Comedy Lounge. Di, thanks for having me on.
Oh, Matt, it's always a pleasure.
Any advice for a young, middle-aged comic getting up there tonight?
Just be funny. Don't be not funny.
Make me laugh. I'm here with Al on the sound desk. We go back how many decades, buddy?
At least 2 decades.
Yeah, it would be. How many times do you reckon you've seen my act?
438 and counting.
And you've never laughed once?
I've had the odd chuckle.
Brady Blake, Brady, how are you feeling about tonight?
Man, I am so pumped and excited to be performing with my good mate Matt.
I'm trying some new material and you know me, that's not the Dictinsky way.
I want some old gold in there, man. The mum from Devonshire or Corkshire.
From Lancashire.
That has to be in there for me.
Yeah, it makes me smile.
Just to the side of the stage and it's the gong show at the moment.
How it works, they get up here, they do some jokes for 30 seconds of immunity. After that, there's a guy at the back and they're going to give you a gong sound. Oh, that worked. I didn't even know it would on cue, but there we go, professional show once again.
You know, I'm surrounded by 7 or 8 comedians who are just starting out, getting at the most 3 minutes and watching them wander around. Some are drinking beers, some are going through their lines, and I remember that feeling.
I'm a joker. I'm a smoker.
I'm backstage with Jimmy, who's about to get up on stage for your third time.
Yeah, I'm not coming up as Jimmy, coming up as Hank James, just a little stage name.
Character.
Yes, yes.
Now, how are you feeling?
Nervous, yeah. Super nervous.
I've just stepped out into the car park. It's about this time that I start thinking, why do I do this to myself? This is torture. But what can you do? I'm middle-aged and I ain't got no other skills.
Shaking all over.
All right, Jimmy or Hank James, you survived your 3 minutes, man. How did you go?
I thought it went okay. They were pretty drunk and lubed up, so I was lucky then.
I thought you really had them until you went to the making love with the family dog bit.
Yeah, but I wanted to do that. That was for me, not for them.
All right, here we go, here we go.
And please welcome to stage one of my absolute favourite human beings in the world.
Okay, well, that was that. Yeah, it was all right. I tried the new stuff, which was good. I'm glad I did that. Didn't go that well. And, of course, because it's me and they weren't laughing, I went straight back to a bit of old stuff. Anyway, they've paid their money. They deserve to have a laugh at the end. All in all, 50-50.
Matt's World. Clancy, Matt and Kimber's podcast at mix.com.au.
Now, the moment you've been waiting all morning for. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day on Mix 94.5.
Hey, do you know why ducks have feathers?
Why?
To hide their butt quack.
Well, there's another Clancy, Matt and Kimber podcast, done and dusted. Don't forget you can catch them on your good old FM radio too, weekdays from 6 a.m. on Perth's Mix 94.5. Discover Clancy, Matt and Kimber's latest adventures weekday mornings and discover Manjimup, Pemberton and surrounds at australiasouthwest.com/secretspotsandstories.